on my right this evening, Austin Okon-Akpan, head of sports at Channels Television in Nigeria. Sporty greetings, Austin.
Sporty greetings, Sonny. This is unbelievable. You know, Sonny was on my show 2 weeks ago, and I promised him there was going to be a payback. So this is Payback Friday.
Payback Friday. I love it. Now, Austin, I know one subject that's trending in Nigeria, as well as all parts of Africa. We're going to have an all-African final in Chile at the FIFA Under-17 World Cup Football Tournament. Give me a shout-out for those Golden Eaglets.
Massive shout-out to the Golden Eaglets of Nigeria. So you know what this means? It means the world is going African. The world is Africa. In 1993, it was Ghana and Nigeria in Japan.
Okay.
In 2015, it's going to be Mali and Nigeria. And I'll tell you this, Sonny. It's been a fantastic outing for both Nigeria and Mali. But let me stay with where I'm from. You know, I'm not being biased, but I'm proudly Nigerian. And the Golden Eaglets, they have been fantastic. Let me give a big, big shout out to Oji Okonkwo that scored a 34-yard screamer. You know what? I was watching that game online, Sonny, and when Okonkwo scored that goal, my network froze. The network felt the power behind that. And remember that gave Nigeria the lead over Mexico? And then from there, it was the Golden Eagles.
Exciting contest. I watched the second half on television here in the Washington area. And just end-to-end action between the Mexican boys and the Nigerian boys.
Shows you the rivalry. Because in 2013, in the United Arab Emirates, we defeated Mexico twice, played the opener with them, and defeated them again in the final. So they didn't want light turned to strike for the third time, but Nigeria said no. You know, it was a tough one. The Mexicans, they've been a little bit compact. They understand their game, but the Golden Eaglets, remember, the FIFA Technical Study Group came out to say they have about the best tactics at the competition. So shout out to Coach Emmanuel Amunike. He's doing a good job, a former Super Eagles player, and in his days, he was very fierce with his attack, and that's what he's doing with his team.
Austin, how much credit do you give Coach Amunike for the performance of the Golden Eaglets?
I'm telling you, Sonny, if there's anything as 11 over 10, he gets all the love because he tells the boys, look, this competition is developmental, but just know that you can take it from here to the senior national team. In 1993, we had Juan Kwok Kanu, we had Wilson Aruma, Celestine Babayaro, we had fantastic players such as Peter Anosiki, we had fine players that grew up the ranks. Remember, Kelechi Iheanacho in Manchester City, the Under-17 World Cup brought him out. Taiwo Awoniyi also. Special shout-out to this guy. A lot of people talk about him, Sonny. A lot of people talk about Victor Osimhen,
who is
scoring the goals.
Great performance. I think he has set the joint all-time scoring record in Chile.
That's what we do. We break records, Sonny.
Nine goals.
And something tells me he's going to make it 10 in the final because he must get a goal on the final day. But special shout-out to the captain of the team. He's been doing all the job in Wakali. Okay. Kelechi Nwakali has been a fantastic leader. He's gotten 4 goals and about 6 assists. Scored a beautiful free kick that brought Nigeria into the game against Mexico. And then he's been leading the team continuously. So I think that's a good player that should even be going for the MVP.
Now, Austin, I know many Nigerians are probably already thinking about lifting that trophy on Sunday, but perhaps before we get ahead of ourselves, there is a Malian team to play on Sunday, and they've been impressive.
They've been so impressive, and I saw highlights of their game against Belgium. They sat back, monitored the way the Belgians were attacking, and then discovered how to catch them on the counter. The Belgians lose the ball, and then the Malians take over, and then they go to score. Now, this is how it's going to work, Sonny. We will not play this game on Sunday as we're playing the FIFA Under-17 World Cup. We'll go back to the Under-17 Championship in Niger.
Okay.
In Niamey, the Golden Eaglets couldn't go beyond the semifinals. Mali went on to win. Nigeria lost out to South Africa, and Mali went on to win. Now, there's been so much about this Malian team that we can learn from that competition in Niamey. And then when you fail, you don't want to fall again.
No. Now, from a geographic perspective, Austin, we have two West African teams in Sunday's final. Does that, again, speak to maybe that the power in African football is in the western side of the
continent?
That's
what it is. You're not saying anything wrong, Sonny. That's where sports, in fact, in West Africa, there's Ghana, there's Cameroon, is Nigeria. Now, the Malians, they're doing big things, you know, with their football. Not just football, even with volleyball, with table tennis, with badminton. So it's just, West Africans are the go-getters. They just want to win, and they go to win.
Austin, what do you think of the quality of football we're seeing in Chile from these young boys?
Fantastic. I watched the Croatian team. Now, let's take Africa out of it. They play good football. Bring Africa back to it. South Africa, yes, they didn't go far, but they played good football. And remember, Sonny, the objective of this competition is developmental. Don't put pressure on the team. Just go out there, see what you have for your future. After this rank, some players will graduate into the under 20 and then maybe play in the Olympics team and then make it to the senior national teams. We've seen good football. It shows the future is a bright one.
If you're just tuning in to the Sunny Side of Sports, I'm talking with Austin Okon-Akpan, head of sports at Channels Television, our VOA partner in Nigeria. We're going to take a short programming break and then I'll come back and talk more African football with Austin.
The Voice of America.
Hi, I'm Segun Adeyemi, coming to you all the way from Lagos, Nigeria. Weekends are for sports. Nightline Africa Sports, that is. And every Sunday, I'll give you highlights of the top sports stories of the past week and the weekend. Nightline Africa Sports from the Voice of America. Let the games begin.
We got the game on.
This is the Voice of America, Washington, D.C.
The Voice of America.
VOA. Hello, everybody. From that very first broadcast during World War II, and ever since, the Voice of America has been the voice of freedom. So on behalf of the American people and the millions around the world who draw hope and strength from your work, thank you all for being the proud and steady Voice of America.
Voice of America!
And thank you, President Obama, for your support of the Voice of America. My guest this evening on the Sunny Side of Sports, Austin Okon-Akpan, head of sports at VOA Partner Channels Television. Austin, we just heard from President Obama. Mm. Maybe he'll be tuning in to Sunday's
FIFA
Under-17
final. He will definitely watch it because he's proud of African also. And listening to him, I could feel his love for Africa right there and, of course, for African football. He will. If he's got the time, I know he will watch.
All right, let's put you on the spot, Austin. Gaze into your soccer ball. How do you see Sunday's final? Nigeria against Mali.
Sonny, I tell you, it's going to be a competitive final game where the lads will come out to have some fun. Both sides, they love scoring. But, of course, the Nigerian team, they've scored more goals than the Malians. The Malians might just want to watch the game. And by the time they're trying to watch, Nigeria will catch them on the counter. I see that game ending. Nigeria 3, Mali 1.
I got to go with the Golden Eaglets.
You don't have a choice.
Look for number 5. I have no choice. It's got to be Nigeria.
Yes, it is. 3-1, Nigeria will win that one.
All right, awesome. Austin, let's go up to the senior level. Mm. Big week next week in all across Africa. We got a series of World Cup qualifying matches for the 2018 World Cup in Russia. I believe the Super Eagles of Nigeria are traveling to Swaziland for a two-match series.
Mm-hmm.
I got to go with the Super Eagles.
You
in
have
that
to.
One.
You have to. But there's no room for complacency because it's a very crucial game. It's the 2018 FIFA World Cup qualifying game. You win this game, you go to the main business. The Swaziland team, they also love scoring. And what does this mean for African football? African football is getting competitive. When you're meeting a big team as the Super Eagles, you want to brace up for a tougher challenge. Might just be wishing, praying for an upset. Guess what? Coach Sunday Oliseh and the Super Eagles team, they understand that. So they're going to Swaziland with one thing in mind, victory. And then when they come to Port Harcourt in Nigeria, we just seal it up because Nigeria cannot afford to slip in the qualifiers.
You mentioned Coach Sunday Oliseh, Austin. Do you think he's gradually getting a little more comfortable in charge of the Super Eagles?
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, he's also an ex-international. He understands the ego that is involved in managing these players. He also understands the need of Nigerians to see the Super Eagles play at the 2017 African Cup of Nations and the World Cup in Russia. Nigerian football is in a state of emergency. We'll beat any team. If we play the VOA team, we'll bring the A team. Beat them silly. Because that's what it is at the moment. So Kosoni Olise understands that objective and is trying to do it with different teams. He's rebuilding a team, but he has one word in his mind, victory. Just to keep the football fans together again because, I mean, the heartbreak has just been crazy lately.
Finally, Austin, we have just a minute or so left. Your first visit to Voice of America headquarters here in Washington. What do you think of our headquarters?
Fantastic, Sonny. Friendly, African. I see a lot of people smiling, and that's what is reassuring. You know, when you come to your workplace, it should be fun. You should feel the passion. I mean, and I'm chilling at the sunny side of sports. What are you talking about? It's fun all the way. So I'm so excited to be here. In fact, super excited to be here. And guess what? When you came on my show 2 weeks ago, I told you I was going to pay back. Now let me say there will be a second coming.
Payback. My special guest, Austin Okon-Akpan, head of sports at VOA Partner Channels Television in Nigeria. Thank you, Austin.
Thank you so much, Sonny.
I'm VOA Sonny Young, and that's the sunny side of sports. Back to Kim Lewis.
Wow, lots and lots of high energy in the studio today. Thank you so much.